He's played well even in the beginning of the season, getting to the finals of the Australian Open, losing to Djokovic in an epic match. And then on the clay court season right now, he's been invincible, winning Monte Carlo for the eighth time, which nobody will ever do again in the history of the sport, going home to Barcelona, winning in Barcelona. Madrid was a little bit of a blip with the blue clay courts, and then after that, sensational in the finals of Rome. So he's the favorite at the moment and is the man to beat. But Djokovic, I think, is going to give him a good test this year.
Yeah, you mentioned there the blue clay courts in Madrid. I mean, what did you make of all that? He stumbled a little bit. He didn't really like it, did he?
I loved it, to be quite honest. From a spectator point of view, it kind of made everything a little bit more unpredictable. We had Federer in the finals against Berdych. Nadal went out early. Djokovic went out early. So for me, it was a good thing because he had a fast court, a slippery court. It allowed the big hitters of the tennis balls to come out and play well, the guys who were willing to come forward. So for me, as a spectator point of view, I liked it. As a player, I can understand the grievances.
Has it been strange to watch Nadal at times in the last year seemingly playing without that supreme level of confidence that we're used to seeing from him?
Well, Novak Djokovic did to Nadal what Nadal's done to Federer all these years. You know, physically, Djokovic has made himself as strong as Nadal, and mentally, he just believes he can beat him. But that's what makes this French Open so interesting coming up, because Djokovic's granddad passed away in Monte Carlo, so mentally, he wasn't there, which would be very, very normal. And then the Rome final was a great match, so I still think it's going to come down to one or two points, and don't count out Djokovic. He's the only man in the draw, I believe, who can beat Rafa and stop Rafa from winning seven times. And Djokovic wants to separate himself a little bit from Federer and Nadal, because if he wins the French Open, he'll be the first man since 1969 to hold all four majors at the same time.
And just finally on Rafa, I mean, his record in France is 46 wins, one defeat. I mean, that is just incredible, isn't it?
I mean, it's phenomenal. The only time he lost, a certain Roger Federer won the title. So Roger was happy that year when he lost to Robin Sudling. I mean, to beat Rafa is almost impossible. I mean, the guy is a machine, something you see probably once in a generation.
And what about Andy? How do you see his preparations going into this tournament?
Well, it hasn't been a great preparation for Andy, if we're honest. You know, he says he's been struggling with his back. He's had some bad losses, losing to Berdych in Monte Carlo, then Raonic in Barcelona, and then losing to Gasquet in Rome. And, you know, physically, if you're not feeling great, it's going to be a big struggle. And hopefully the back's okay, and then he's got to get the mind right, which he did so well in the Australian Open. And that's where Yvonne Lendl is so important, because he's been through all the things Andy Murray has been through, you know, losing in major finals and then finding a way to turn it around. So he's got a good man in his corner, and to me the question marks are physically, is he going to be capable, and mentally. So if he can get those two aspects together, expect Andy to get to the semis, but even that's going to be a big ask this year.
Have you seen Andy change much at all since he started working with Lendl? I mean, he's got a different haircut these days, but apart from that, do you see anything else?
Well, at the beginning of the year, I saw a lot of good change in Australia. You know, the serve looked better. The percentages were higher. He was taking a little bit off his first serve to get the percentages up. The high forehand looked a little bit better. The overhead, which his brother Jamie described as the worst overhead in the top 100 in the world, looked like it was pretty solid. So all those areas changed. And mentally on the court, he wasn't getting so angry. But the last few weeks and the last few months, it's kind of going back to the way Andy Murray was before in the past a little bit, and that has to revert to the way he was in the beginning of the year. And if it doesn't, it's going to be a big ask to win one of these big tournaments.
Now, he got to the semi-finals last year. Even if he doesn't have a great run in Paris this week, can a good run still have a positive impact to take into the grass court season? Because I don't think many people expect Andy to win the French Open. But if he does have a good run, maybe gets to the semis again, can that help ahead of Wimbledon?
Oh, no question about it. If he gets to the semis, I mean, he'll feel very, very pleased with himself because of the struggles he's had throughout clay court season. And, you know, I'd expect him to go out and win Queens like he has most years. And then after that, Wimbledon. Last year, he was up a set on Rafa, had some chances, and that'll just build his momentum, because if you're not playing your best tennis and still manage to get to the semis of a major, that gives you a lot of confidence.
It's difficult to talk about wild cards when, you know, the same guy seems to dominate the French Open every single year. But if we're looking for one, is John Isner a good shout? Is he somebody that could create some waves?
Yeah, the guys to look out for, Isner. He took Nadal to five sets at the French Open, which no other man has done before, especially in the opening round. Raonic, the Canadian 6'5" bomber who has an absolute torpedo when he serves. You've got Berdych, who is dangerous, got to the finals of Madrid. Del Potro is one of the guys who's managed to win a slam in the last 32 with the likes of Djokovic, Federer, and Nadal, so he's one to watch out for. So that generation is starting to push now and trying to knock on that door of that top three at the moment. So, early rounds, if the guys aren't sharp, it could get very interesting.